Hey guys, this is Melissa with Oral Stimulation. I am here with Star Off Machine. Can you guys go around and tell me your names and what you play in the band?
My name is Robin. I play guitar.
I'm Tut. I hit things.
I'm Eric. I sing.
I'm Aaron, and I think I can play bass.
Think you can play bass. I think you can do it pretty well. You guys had a lot of energy up there, and you're very sweaty now, which is what I like to see from a good a good show. So how did you guys originally get together? Where are you from?
Well, we grew up kind of all over the country, I think. I mean, as far as the band goes, but we kind of met in Huntington Beach area, and we've been playing together with this lineup for about 2 years, and we're pretty happy with what we got right now. It's been three?
3 years,
sorry. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
It's a great, great time. No, we have a great time playing together. Feels like a good cohesive unit, you know, finally, and we're pretty happy with it.
What would you guys say your biggest gig has been?
Biggest gig.
No.
I think probably House of Blues, Anaheim. We sold that out first and second time we played there, so they're pretty similar. And put on a good show, had a good time.
Angel Stadium was cool.
Angel Stadium, yeah, actually, there was a whole lot of people there.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had any, like, big fails on stage?
I think I fall on my ass about every other show. So I get going, I'm excited, the music is bumping, and I can't contain myself when I fall on my ass.
Well, I always try to keep a banana peel in my back pocket just in case he decides not to slip, so I throw it out there.
Yeah.
I paint it black so no one can see it.
Yes, it's absolute sabotage for the singer.
Banana.
They don't like me. They say, you know, you're a singer, not a musician. So that's just what happens. The banana peels, trip wires, it's disgusting.
Who writes your songs?
We all do. It's collective. Yeah.
I mean, do you guys get together and practice?
We don't practice at all.
Never.
Really? That's
no.
You just saw practice.
No.
About twice a week, we'll get together and screw around a little bit.
In the age of technology, we're able to do a lot of things behind the scenes separately and then come together and, form.
And Skype is a big deal, too. We get together on Skype.
You guys put your computers in a circle.
We talk a lot about practicing, and it just kind of works out, you know?
Yeah. The way I can stay in my bathrobe and, you know, get in front of the computer, turn it on. Casually rock out.
I'd kind of like to see that.
Oh, yeah.
Did you grow up around music?
Always.
Did you?
Always grew up.
Yeah. What would you say your earliest experiences were? Were you in the marching band?
My mom was an opera singer.
Oh, wow.
So that was like a big influence on me. Guys also.
Yeah, in the sixth grade, I actually was a fantastic harmonica player, and I got up and I was winning some awards doing that stuff. Got an offer to move to Chicago and study under him and turn into this great harmonica player, and it just didn't sound that sexy to me. So I ditched the bow tie and picked up a guitar.
Sounds like a good plan.
This guy was, he's a marching.
I went to band camp.
Did you?
Yep.
What did you play?
Band. Drums, drum corps, and all that stuff. It was a drum corps for a little bit, jazz band and pep band, and played in orchestra and all that stuff.
The drums are always my favorite.
Yeah.
All the girls say that.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Man, thought it was sexy to be a singer. Should have beat
it. It is. Especially when you're on the ground and all. Yeah. It's awesome.
Should have beat things.
So what do you guys have coming up? Any shows? Any albums?
Well, we actually have been working on our sophomore album. We've been working at the Village Recorder, and then we went up to the House of Loud up in New Jersey, worked with Dan Cornef on mixing, and then we went over to Sterling Sound and mastered. Ted Jensen. So we actually have a record coming out here real soon. We're releasing a single at a time. We got our second single coming out in about 3 weeks called Left Behind. We're producing a video for it right now. Smith out of the Midwest is putting together some pieces for it, and he's going to be mixing all that up together here real soon. And then probably do another single after that and then do a whole album for us.
Is there any bands that you really want to share the stage with in the future?
Oh, God, everybody. I think everybody here has influences that just range from everything. I mean, from us, Alice in Chains. I mean, just I wouldn't mind playing with any band. I love everything about music, so I don't think there's any bands we wouldn't want to play with.
Well, I'd actually like to share the stage with Jeff Buckley, but he drowned in the Mississippi about 12 years ago.
That's how it happened.
He's my ultimate, penultimate vocal influence.
We could get a hologram going for you.
We could try. Tupac can do it.
They did it for Tupac, they can do it for Jeff Buckley.
Yeah.
I was also thinking maybe we could probably share the stage with Justin Bieber, is that his name? Oh. You know, I heard he actually pulls a decent crowd.
I hear.
I heard they were all bought on Twitter. Yeah. Okay. Concerts are empty.
I'd love to play a show with Taproot sometime.
Taproot.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Wow, Taproot.
That's we all grew up listening to Taproot, so, you know, it'd be awesome to... Wait, they're playing tonight, aren't they? It's Taproot tonight,
but then they changed it to Taproot.
Where can your fans find you guys?
You can find us on staroffmachine.com, on stoffma.com. If you go to Facebook, you can go to Facebook.com/staroffmachine, Twitter.com/stoffma, Reverb Nation.com/staroffmachine, or just go to Google and type in the Google machine, Star Off Machine or Stoffma, and you're going to get all sorts of news feeds.
And if you're hammered at a bar and there's a Touch Tunes, play us.
Yeah.
It'll make everybody happy to hear a song they've never heard before.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Play them on Touch Tunes. Anything else you guys want to say?
Get the new albums coming out soon.
All right, get after it. Thank you guys so much. I've really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you.